Bienvenidos a Sacar el Fútbol.
¿Qué estás haciendo?
Bienvenidos a Sacar el Fútbol. Episodio.
¿Para?
¡No!
Episodio 52.
¡Ay! ¡Esta es la T y la M!
¡Sí, sí, se lo! ¡Ay, ay, ay!
Dios en el cielo.
¡Ay, Seba, Seba!
¿Qué hiciste?
Welcome, everybody, to episode.
Kids, do not boludo try that
marié,
at home.
Boludo, me marié un poco.
See, that's what I told you, bro.
I'm a little dizzy, bro.
I can't do it. I get all dizzy, man.
Ay, está increíble.
Qué horrible,
¿no? Feels kind of good. I'm not going to lie.
We're not going to say what we did. Anyways, welcome.
Bienvenidos. Welcome, everybody.
Episodio, what is it?
52. Episode 52 of Soccer de Fútbol.
52.
And I don't know if you all noticed, but that new intro
is
fire.
Los chicos, Cancha Gol.
Cancha Gol y Jordi.
Tremendo.
They went on off the deep end, bro.
Eso.
Me encanta.
Eso, eso.
Me encanta.
Es la T y la M.
Wait. Should we put it again? Put it again.
Put the intro again.
Okay. Let's see.
Oh.
So many memories. Qué lindo. Oh, the Puerto Rico event. That's right. By the way,
I just noticed, bro?
What?
I'm wearing the same shirt as last week.
You are?
That's the same shirt as last week's episode. Ni barda.
You know, this, I want to highlight this that's playing in the background.
Sí.
If you haven't noticed, if you go to our YouTube channel, there's a live section, and we did a live in the back of the pickup truck.
In Orlando City.
I dare to say that we are the first podcast to do that.
Ever.
I don't know.
Ever.
Maybe not.
I think we are.
But if, I think, I didn't see this anywhere. We just did it, you know?
That's right.
So I want to say that Soccer is the first episode live from a pickup truck around the stadium.
That's right. Go check it out.
Whatever.
Episode 52.
What's the name of this episode, Seba?
Dios, fútbol y amor.
God, soccer, and love.
Love.
Aww.
I want to know.
Yeah, it came natural. If you see,
I think we're gonna call it that.
We're gonna call it that. It came natural during the interview.
We interviewed somebody, and we're gonna show you the interview. It's fantastic. Mario Ojeda, he's a coach from Kansas. He lives in Kansas.
Yes.
In Garden City. He has a team called Garden City FC. Garden City United Soccer Club.
Y vamos a learn all about it. But before that, how was your weekend?
It was good, bro. I drove my new car around everywhere from Carvana.
Yeah.
Everything is good.
Is it a keeper?
It's officially, I'm keeping it.
Because you have 7 days or something?
I did. And I'm going to keep it.
Good for you, man.
I'm going to
keep it. Congratulations.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. I'll do what I can. Thank you.
There you go. Congratulations to our not sponsor, Carvana.
That's right.
But
how was your weekend?
It was great. Today, I'm very proud.
Okay.
And this is the moment that as a father, I am proud. My daughter, 9-year-old Emma, went to her first soccer training.
No, qué lindo.
Sí. So I have a video there, and you can put it in the video as you go there. Emma, you can see her. I had the video from far, so you can, you know, see the kids.
Okay, so who's Emma?
She's the one standing on the top
not
right.
Not doing anything?
She's defense. Okay, she's very proud of her being defense. She loves the position.
Qué cute. Right.
So even on the rain, look.
Wait, is it raining?
Yeah, it's raining.
Dang.
She is like all in there. And congratulations, Emma, hijita. I love you. Keep it up. We bought her new cleats. We bought her shin guards. She was so excited.
I think it's the cutest thing ever she was bummed
that she couldn't wear a soccer football shirt, but
she has to use a uniform.
Put the picture I sent you, Danny.
Qué foto, a ver, para.
It's now we're gonna get a little close-up of her with her get up and here we go. Te mando una foto, dos cosas, video y foto.
Daniel, toda la semana lo mismo, loco, por favor. ¿Cómo puede ser que te mandé una foto y nunca? No entiendo, Daniel. No te pagamos. Don't we pay you well here?
We don't.
¿No te pagamos bien?
It's a volunteer position.
Bueno, parece que sí.
By the way, we are going to open up. Oh, so can you see a fool? There you go.
Y bueno, pasa
we are going to. Hey, we are going to. That is coming, okay? There's Emma.
Mira qué linda. Emma, bien.
Emma, congratulations, girl. You did great.
La futbolista.
And you can tell all your friends that your dad is a famous podcaster and you were on Soccer's Football.
Ah, increíble.
Pero I think this is a perfect segue for our guest today.
Absolutely. Mario Ojeda, we talked about it in the beginning of the episode. He is a coach and he lives in Kansas in Garden City, and he has 60 kids that he coaches every week, and they are changing kids' lives and parents' lives consequently.
Yeah, because we kind of identified this as soccer with a purpose.
Soccer with a purpose,
which is incredible. Not just the kid doesn't just learn the sport and enjoy it, but he teaches a lot of values, and it's a little bit of a different approach.
It's a very countercultural approach, and it's beautiful. We love it.
To the pay to play culture that is in the United States.
You know, I venture to say that if this kind of culture existed in more cities across the U.S., the United States might win a World Cup one day.
Huh. Bueno, está bueno, me gusta. I like
it. So we're doing this in two parts, porque we had so many good questions to ask him, and he has so many great responses that we kind of took a longer time than we expected. We're going to do it in two parts, but the first part's coming up, and hope you enjoy it.
Part number one. Thank you. Enjoy it.
All right, so we got Mario Ojeda. Coach, can I call you Coach Mario? Is that okay, Coach Mario? Yeah. Esa, muy bien.
Un aplauso a Coach Mario.
So, to give you some background, I met Coach Mario. We met him on Instagram. He sent us a message about 3 weeks to a month ago, and he's like, I'm a coach. I'm a soccer coach in Kansas City, Argentino. I got 60 kids, and we're doing something very special, and that really caught our attention.
Yeah.
So we're able to interview you today because we're really excited about your story. Tell us a little about yourself, man.
Thank you. So, yeah, I was born in Argentina.
Grande.
Para. Esa, el argentino. Okay. Sorry.
No. Te digo, so, yeah, I was born in a small northern province in Corrientes, in San Luis del Palmar.
Corrientes.
Yeah. So, and it was excellent there, you know, but most streets weren't paved, right? So we don't have the same idea that the city kids have, right? Or we don't have the same opportunities that the city kids have, right?
Claro.
I remember going to the first club, if you could.
Oh,
see
mira, carnet, jugador.
Oh man, look at that!
Oh my gosh! Qué copado!
Sí, y me acuerdo, we went to do a tryout. Ya tenía como 12 años yo, y fuimos con el tipo de Sister Piller, que era el manager de Maradona en ese tiempo. So he calls me up and, you know, he puts his eye on me. He says, yeah, I want to take you to the city and I want you to come and try it out there. Next thing you know, my parents, Argentina, tremendo, problema económico horrible.
Sí.
Terminaron comprándoselo, vendiendo todo en Argentina. We sold everything we had and we asked, I think one of our uncles, he ended up loaning us some money and then... We left Argentina. We came to the United States, to Miami, with $180 to our name.
Oh, my gosh. The immigrant story. That's crazy.
So I didn't even bring my soccer cleats or anything. And I was like, oh, my God, my life, my soccer life is done, blah, blah, blah. I made it to Miami, and then I started playing immediately. Right?
Bueno, pero Miami, I mean, Miami is an extension of Argentina.
Yeah, it's an easier transition, I guess.
Yeah, it's a lot easier. Hay un montón de gente latina. Es como un melting pot.
Exacto.
Yeah, and so, but keep in mind, we had $180, right? So, entonces era recontra difícil para que mi mamá pueda. Primero y principal, estamos en un país nuevo. We go to the house of a friend that knew one of our uncles, so it was a complete adventure from the get-go.
Of course.
Ellos consiguen un trabajo, mi papá de albañil, mi mamá en una factoría, viste, haciendo ropa, haciendo un montón de cosas. Y nosotros, caminando, encontramos un club de fútbol que se llamaba Fama. Y este señor, Carlos Girón, nos agarró, nos ayudó. Tenía un montón de jugadores que eran from Uruguay, from Colombia. And then we just formed a team that had the right culture, right? And I remember not having the money for me to be able to actually participate. But there's always people that are willing to help.
Always, always.
Right, there's always people that are willing to help.
They're always placed in front of you.
Amen. So I always track back to that time, right? And then eventually we kept on moving on to bigger and better teams. But there's always people that wanted to help us, right? Eso es lo que nosotros vimos aquí. My wife, we've been married 16 years. Melvi's her name, and she coaches a middle school.
Oh,
she coaches the
It's a family coaching.
You know how they have A, B, or C teams, or they call them three different teams, right? Three different levels.
Okay, so hold on for a second. So you moved from Argentina, you emigrated as a kid, you grew up in Miami.
Yes.
How did you end up in Kansas?
Uy, esa es tremenda historia. Fui al colegio en Chicago, a una universidad en Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Hold on. How did you end up in Chicago?
Oh. Yeah, you're like all over the places, which is cool. I love it. That's great.
Jugando al fútbol.
You started in Miami playing soccer. Apparently you have to be good to be sent somewhere to play soccer. You ended up going to University of Chicago. Is that what you're saying?
Sí, fue la Universidad de Chicago.
Increíble. ¿Jugar fútbol on a scholarship or something? Or?
Sí, on a scholarship. También,
increíble.
Sí.
Yo nunca he tenido una beca jamás en nada.
So, okay, so needless to say, you're good at
soccer.
At what you do.
Bueno, por lo menos le pegaba y corría rápido, ¿viste?
Exacto, es lo que importa, exactamente. Así que you end up in Chicago.
What year was this, Mario?
This is 2006.
Okay.
Okay, so
de Palmero Senior High in Miami.
So, you know, that just to prove the point that, you know, the U.S. has a soccer culture.
Yes.
Oh, en el 2006, we're talking about scholarships, moving here and there, teams. You know, it's not something that just started in the last 10, 15 years.
Claro, no.
This is something that...
It is grassroots. Just a quick question. How old are you, Mario?
Yo tengo 36 años. 36.
Es un pibe.
Sos un pibe. So I graduated from high school in 94.
Mira, cuando comenzó la Copa del Mundo acá en
América. Sí, claro. Yo soy un viejo horrible. Así que I was like, this is pretty recent. Okay, I got you. Okay, all right, cool.
So by the way, we're jumping all over the place, but if you see the logo here.
Yes.
It's the same logo as your shirt. I see that. Ah, there you go.
GC United Soccer Club, which, you know, I don't know if we can maybe purchase those shirts from you or something. We would love to wear those shirts for an episode sometime. That'd be super cool. Because maybe we can swap.
Yo se los mando,
también te mandamos a vos las nuestras si querés.
So you jump all over the place and now you end up in Kansas City and now
in Kansas, in Garden City.
Kansas, sorry.
Yes, Garden City.
And then you start this project. Okay, I know we're going fast forward a lot, but something that we both really loved about what you're doing is that you're focusing on kids. And for a while we've been wanting since day one to start tackling the topic of youth and kids soccer
in the United States.
In the United States. So you are having a firsthand experience on what that is, the challenges they face here. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, your project, of what is your project, and then talk to us about a little bit about comparing it maybe here versus Argentina. We just want to hear about what you're doing right now with the kids.
Yes.
So to me, thank you. To me, the most important thing is being able to develop the children and their mindset, their skill set, and their habits, right? Because if you're able to have them keep a strong mindset, right, which is, I believe I could do it. I go and I put the actions there, and then I'm going to go and get the results, right? And most of the times, you feel that the kids don't really have the support at home, right? And this is one of the things that we end up finding throughout all of this. So I was telling you, I'll go back a little bit. My wife, she was coaching that third string middle school kids, and they didn't have a place to play in the summer. So she said, hey, why don't we start a summer team for the girls where they could play? Mm. But then I say, why me thinking bigger? Because I always think big. If you're going to think something, might as well think big.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Love it.
Beautiful.
Right? So this is the way that I see it. I believe that God is the creator of the universe. He's our father. I don't own the world, but he does. Right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go out there and ask him for everything. Right? So whenever I sell my vision and whenever I cast a big net to most people are afraid. They're like, oh, this guy is crazy. But I've seen things.
¿Qué está diciendo? Es mucho.
Claro. Yo he visto muchísimas cosas pasar que se han vuelto realidad porque yo pienso de esa manera, porque pienso
claro.
Grande.
Right.
Entonces, what God does is that he brings the right cast of people around you in order for your dreams to become a reality. And as long as you cast such a big net, then the dreams of the people in your organization are going to become true while yours are being realized as well, right?
That's amazing.
We saw this opportunity where we could create that. And then I say, why don't we do it big, right? And this is something that you and I, my wife, she loves soccer. I met her playing soccer. I landed in Garden City, Kansas.
No way.
After being in Chicago, I go down to Miami without withdrawing from any of my classes, which was a terrible mistake, right? But ultimately, that mistake led me to be in Miami, not do anything. And I called a coach from Western Illinois, and I said, hey, coach, I need to get back to school. He said, yeah, Mario, but your grades are really bad. I'm going to send you to a junior college, right? You're going to get your grades there. I have an alumni that is coaching.
In Kansas.
In Kansas. Y desde ahí te traspaso acá a la universidad. He sends me to Garden City.
That's crazy, man.
What I'm hearing you is, you know, your version of all our stories. You know, first, we're all like, we have to go to therapy because, like, why did I leave Argentina?
Yeah,
right. As a young person, right. And then
I hate my life. What am I doing here? Right.
We started, and in 5-7 minutes, you already said you were in Miami, then in Chicago, then in Kansas, and now what you're saying is now we see how it all connects at the end, right? And I love that you mentioned God in this whole thing because we're both believers. We actually met.
In church,
playing in a worship band, and it's so cool that for the
it's beautiful, bro.
The first time we can actually speak about how God can also be in the middle of sports, and specifically now soccer, and how He can intertwine and make this
and connect everybody.
He made you move all over. You had no clue what was happening. You probably had a million questions. And maybe questions for him too, like, what are you doing, God?
Yeah, right.
I don't belong on here. But then at the end, you're like, okay, thank you. Now I understand when you
say. Y para colmo, terminó con una chica que juega fútbol. That's like,
no,
es un regalo del cielo.
Te voy a contar el colmo. Yo llego a la universidad, conozco al coach, right? I land in Wichita, which is about 3 hours from here. There's, you know, I'm like, I guess Garden City is not that bad. The guy that is picking me up, he tells me, hey, you got to drive 3 hours. Driving down 3 hours, I didn't see anything but flat.
No, man. Kansas is horrible. I've driven through there. It's death.
Weeds rolling down the road.
Sí, es terrible. Es terrible.
For me. Al otro día, yo un broke college kid, you know, necesito conseguir plata. The coach tells me, you're going to go and ref the games. But keep in mind, long hair, me parezco a Sorin, ¿verdad?
Y Juan, increíble.
Un uni, bro, ¿verdad? Venía de una división tremenda del colegio, unas piernas grandotas. Y este tipo, like, he stuck out like a sore thumb, right?
Yeah.
Small town, everybody knows each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I see a group of girls there that I'm about to ref, and then there's this girl there, right? And I just keep looking at this girl, and it just so happened to be that was going to turn out to be my wife for 6 years.
Muy bien.
Yeah, tremendo. So, like, long story short, she will tell her parents that she would marry a man from Argentina. She was, you know, 14, 15, 16 years old, and but there's no Argentinian people here in the city.
Right. You guys are, like, probably the few.
I'm the only one.
So where is she from originally?
Her family is from El Salvador.
Oh, okay.
And they immigrated here, and now she was born here in Garden City, Kansas.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we ended up meeting each other. 6 months after that, I was asking her to marry me.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
Es una historia de Dios, fútbol y amor.
That's the episode. Dios,
it's a movie, bro.
That's the episode name is Dios, fútbol y amor.
Ahí está.
Yeah, tremendo. Yeah. So the dad is like, you're crazy. You know, like, you tienen que graduarse del colegio, go and finish your stuff, and then you guys get together and marry.
Of course. That's what parents say.
That's what I would say too, you know. Yeah. So I ended up leaving the place, you know, her house, with my tail tucked between my legs. She calls me 45 minutes after, and she's like, yeah, my dad said that he'll allow us to marry because he doesn't want to be the reason why I'm not happy, right? And, you know, 16 years after.
That's a great thing to hear. That's a great thing to hear because you don't want... You don't want an El Salvadorian father-in-law upset at you for the rest of your life. So very good.
Very fácil.
Tremenda cultura, bigotes, sombrero, Wrangler.
Qué lindo.
Sí, recontra, hecho y derecho. Claro.
Entonces tenés que hacer las cosas bien, ¿me
entendés? Sí.
Pero no, tremendo. Comenzamos nosotros, hicimos un campamento de verano y ella me dice a mí.
Just to try it out, a summer camp, just to try it out, a ver qué pasa.
Well, yeah, because what I wanted to do is I wanted to create. There's a lot of talent here in the city. There just hasn't been the structure or the systems for the people to follow, right? And with the businesses that I run, the businesses and the organizations and all the teachings that I had, that's what we're all about. It's about, you know, having the right structure, creating the right system. So then I don't have to manage people. I manage the system and then the people follow the system. Right. So then it just made it a lot easier on that way. We ended up getting over 80 some registered
kids.
Right. And then we said, yeah, we have something here. And but just keep in mind, this was making sure that we wanted to be something different, right? We wanted to create a different experience for the people in the city.
Sure.
But we also, we wanted to make sure that it was something very affordable for the kids, right? And affordable for the parents. Because in the USA, in the United States where we live, there's that pay-for-play type of idea, right?
Right.
But I always remember, siempre me acordé, que siempre hay maneras. There's always ways. If there's a kid that is not able to go out there and participate because they have issues with money, but there's a way for them to find that money, or there's a way for the club to go out there and find some type of sponsorships and then create some type of scholarships and then find that money for the kids to go.
Which seems to me like it's kind of countercultural, because the pay-to-play method in the United States, that's just the way to go. Everyone that we talk to that has kids in youth soccer here in Florida and around, across the country, tiene para mucha plata para que sus chicos jueguen, uniforme, registration fees, travel, todo eso, insurance, todo. It's a lot. It's a lot of money. So what you're doing is not only is it wonderful for the kids, it's also you're teaching United States a different culture, a different way to do things, a different business model, if you will.
Let me tell you that it's not an easy thing, Sebas, porque if you think about it, you know, this is what I do 24/7, right? Mm-hmm. My wife, she runs one of her parents' businesses, right? And it's not like we're millionaires by any means, right? But we want to make sure that we do create a life for ourselves, that we have the things that we need to in order for us to take care of all the bills and all that, right? In order for us to keep growing. But ultimately, we're not going to go and say, yeah, you can come to practice, or you can come and be developed in your mindset and believe that you're able to go and actually do it.
Right. Of course.
We're not going to do that for any kids. So what is my job? My job is to go out there and generate enough with different type of sponsorships, so then when the kids, they come, they have all the uniforms. The kids don't pay for the uniforms. The kids don't pay for the registration for the tournament that they play.
Kids
don't pay for those things. I mean, entonces nosotros, what we're doing is we're trying to facilitate this idea for the parents, is that there's going to be a fee a month, right? It's going to be way less than you could ever think. And we're not just coaching your kids for them to go and play soccer or run around. We're training your kids so they could be developed into the leaders of today and the leaders of tomorrow that are going to be leading our cities, right?
Hey, bueno.
I go to the Sunday leagues. Let me finish on this one. And then I'll go to the Sunday leagues. And then what I will see in the Sunday leagues is this culture of envy, this culture of negativity, this culture of cussing or yelling at each other, right?
Sí.
And if the kids see that, what do you think the kids are going to do that? What do you think the kids are going to do?
They're going to swallow it up. They're sponges.
You want it, right? But guess what? We have three kids too. We have London. She's 14. Micah, 8. And Micah is savage. I mean, te estoy diciendo, la nena tiene una pasión de fútbol increíble. La vas a ver jugar. And then Luca, the 6-year-old, right? So what we want to do is we want to make sure that we're creating a culture that is going to go out there and fight that other culture. And you don't fight hate with hate. You fight hate with love. It's darkness with light, right? Light
of course.
That's what you do. So we're teaching to the kids. And then the important thing is that how the parents, they send us text messages. They send us messages. They say, hey, look, my kid last year estaba todo el año in the principal's office. And now he's not answering back to us. They're picking up trash in our house.
Cambiando vidas.
Yeah, they're being nicer to their siblings. And I'm like, they asked me, what are you guys doing? I said, well, come, you'll see what we're doing, right? And now you see, you know, 20, 30 vehicles. They're just of the parents watching what their kids are doing.
It's like soccer with a purpose, you know, with a higher purpose.
Right.
And what I was kicking something the ball. That something, first of all, congratulations.
This is beautiful.
Incredible. It moves my heart. I want to make a donation and sponsor kids. Listen, something that caught my attention a lot from your personal profile and your club is that you use keywords, and in none of your keywords it's the fact that you're creating a championship team or we're going to win. You know, this is not a place. If you want to pursue maybe professional soccer, maybe this is not the club for you. This is a club for enrichment and greatness and grow in other areas. And by the way, you might just end up being a professional soccer player.
Right.
But the other things first sort of deal, right?
So yeah, to me that's – and you're hit it right on the head, right? To me, everything that you're doing is you got to become a great person in order for you to be a great everything else, right? So that is just going to be a byproduct of you doing the basics brilliantly, right? So we're going to make sure that we focus on that you're able to grow as a person. And the more you're able to grow as a person, you have that competitive drive inside of you, right? So look, I grew up playing ODP, right? Olympic Development Program, and I took it all the way, right? And then I went up to a different school, and then we won states, we won nationals, we won all kinds of different things. So I do have that championship mindset, but that championship mindset is going to come whenever the kids are ready, right? So right now we're sure that they have the right foundations. And whenever they have the right foundations, they listen to their parents, they know that they're doing the right things. Everything else just kind of aligns. And trust me, whenever I'm telling you that everybody loves to win. But I always tell the kids, look, I'm not going to measure the success, or I'm not going to measure success in your results. If we win that championship, or si va a ser tres goles, I'm not going to measure that. I'm going to measure it on the efforts that you put in. If you're giving your all and you're emptying the tank in every single practice, trust me, what you're doing is you're expanding your capacity to grow. Mm. And the more you expand your capacity to grow, then the better it's going to be for you. The easier it's going to come for you whenever you're in front of somebody. I always tell this to the kids. Look, somewhere out there is preparing to beat you, right? And someday you're going to meet. Are you going to let him beat you? Or are you going to be prepared in order for you to beat them?
Wow.
Right? So, yeah, we do have that competitiveness. I'm not going to tell you that. My entire vision is of one day having a professional soccer team here, right? And then obviously that God is going to bring the right cast around me in order for that to happen, right? So, but yeah, no, we're super excited for all the things that are going on right now in
this
the city.
This is fantastic.
We don't cut players. I'm going to meet the players where the players are, right? So we're going to create the foundation. We're keep in mind, for us is doing the basics brilliantly. That's what we do.
Esto es fascinante.
Qué increíble, man.
Parte 2, parte 3, parte 4.
Thank you for what you're doing.
This is amazing, fascinating.
It's needed. And I hope other people that are listening kind of inspire and maybe reach out to you. Maybe they want to start something similar in their areas or whatnot. I hope you are a big igniter to other people, you know, like to do the same. This, I think, is needed.
And we're going to continue this interview on part 2 of this interview, because there's so much more we can talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. We have to ask you questions about youth soccer in America, what needs to happen, yada, yada, all this stuff.
So, pero bueno, por ahora, now, thank you. Un aplauso.
Parte 2 is coming, okay?
Thank you.